well out there today. And in studio with us right now is the superintendent of Coffeyville Public Schools. We have Dr. Craig Correll. Dr. Correll, good morning. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing good. And a few things you did want to discuss this morning. And the first thing you did want to discuss, of course, the school board meeting is tonight. But the first thing you did want to discuss, I guess it's going to be at the school board meeting, will be the update with the health clinic.
Yes, we have two items on our agenda this evening, and the first of which is an update from Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas. And as many of you know, we have fully staffed clinics at both our elementary campus and our secondary campus, and those are run by Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas, and they've really come in and done a tremendous job for us over the last decade or so. I think it's been about 9 or 10 years since we partnered with them, and
good relationship
that.
With them. So
it's been a very symbiotic relationship, and it's worked out very well. You know, any of our students can be seen at no cost to them at any time, and our staff can even utilize the facilities there and the staffing there with no or very minimal pay. So it really does work out very well.
No, so that sounds like a great thing. And like you said, it's been going on for about 10 years. So just going to have an update with that. And then also the other thing that is on the agenda tonight is kindergarten readiness.
Yes, kindergarten readiness is actually one of the state of Kansas education outcomes. And so there's five outcomes associated with the Kansans Can model. And kindergarten readiness is one of those. And we've also adopted those outcomes as part of our strategic plan for the district. That way we're really aligned with what it is we're doing and what the state is tasking us to do. And so tonight's report will be kindergarten readiness. So we'll have a few staff members there just kind of talking to the board about what our progress has been in that area. And really, you know, really what we're looking at and really our goals for kindergarten readiness. We have the Early Learning Center, which is a phenomenal model throughout the state of Kansas. But we're not just focused on the Early Learning Center. We really want to make sure that all of our students enter kindergarten ready to learn. And that's not just the students that attend the ELC. That's really students that attend other preschools around town, students that have gone through our Parents as Teachers program. So any of those students, we want to make sure that we are reaching out to target all of those students to ensure they're all ready to come to a level playing field when they get to kindergarten.
Absolutely. So again, just kind of helping out everybody in the community. So like you said, so everybody, when they step into community elementary, everybody's ready to go on a level playing field.
That's right. And one of our plans this year is to really look at that outreach model. We've done a great job with the students that we have that attend ELC because, you know, they're there every day. And, you know, but looking at those students and parents as teachers, and even the students who maybe don't attend preschool, but to find out if those parents, if there's any resources or any curriculum material that they need to help their children so they are ready when it comes time to start school at community elementary.
All right. And another thing I did want to bring up, and I know we talked about it off air, and I know we can't do a deep dive on it, and we won't, but just kind of an update. Of course, if you've heard the news, Field Kinley has unfortunately had to cancel their football game this Friday because I guess a positive test was found, and just unfortunately not going to be able to play this week. I know we can't do a deep dive on it, but just what can you say about that as of right now?
Well, I will say we work extremely closely with the health department. Laura Finney is the liaison there who works with, you know, the school district and our CHC nurse there at the school. We also work very closely with Rick Whitson and emergency management. So we're in contact daily with these departments as far as what's going on. And as we know, you know, there's been some positive cases out there. And, you know, our soccer team has had to cancel games this week due to just exposure. So, you know, those kids are all on quarantine. And then with our football students, we did have an incident where we had some of our students exposed to someone who was positive, and so they've been placed on quarantine just for safety measures. So really the most important thing I'd like to get out is, you know, parents, if your students have symptoms, you know, we want you to keep them at home. And I know we've been extremely stringent on absenteeism over the years, and this year is when we're going to sit back on that a little bit and understand that if your child has a symptom or two that, you know, could be COVID related, we want them to stay at home. So that's one instance. And the other is, and I know this is hard when you're a parent and you're concerned about your child, but if you haven't received that phone call from the health department, then that means your child wasn't exposed, you know, to someone positive. And that's really the most important thing, because the health department is just inundated right now with, you know, you can imagine when they're making, you know, tens and dozens of calls a day on contact tracing, because once someone has been determined a contact, they're not only called to told to quarantine, they're also called to check up on every day to say, hey, do you have any symptoms? Because once you have a symptom, they want you to come in and get tested.
And that just kind of builds up day after day after day, where
the numbers
tons
just
of calls.
Build up and just become almost insurmountable. So we're just asking that you have faith in us, give us some grace, the school district, the health department, emergency management, because like I said, we're working daily, and we want to make sure that our parents and students understand that if you haven't received a phone call, then you have not been targeted
as a
contact.
So that's good news if you don't get a phone call.
That is great news. And in this day and age with so much information at hand, I think it makes it tougher for parents to not have all the information that you really want to have.
Yeah, parents worry about their kids, so they just want to hear. Even if they just get a call, your kid is fine. I know that's what people want to hear, but again, like you said, since they're so inundated, it's just hard for them to do that.
Right.
So if you're not getting a call, it's actually great news.
Right, and with HIPAA, there's just so little we can say. And so like I said, the health department has asked us to take this role, and that's what we're doing. And we'll continue to do that and make sure that all of our students and staff are safe. If we get to a point where we feel like we are starting to see school spread, because we haven't at this point actually seen the school spread. If we start seeing that, then we'll come together and make a decision on whether we need to go remote for a while for the entire school. And that's always been our backup plan. And if that comes to the point, that's what we'll do to keep everyone safe.
And also, speaking of remote learning, since those kids are now going to be on quarantine, they are now going to have access to the remote learning as well, correct?
Yes. Any student that is told to quarantine by the health department, we will offer those remote services. And hopefully those students just won't miss a beat.
Right, just because like you said, the remote and the in-person is the exact same thing.
It is.
For the most part.
From sixth grade up, we did promote that we had one-to-one for every single student in the school district. Well, like a lot of things right now with COVID, we have 1,000 laptops that are on back order that we ordered June 1st, and they're still not in because every school in America is buying laptops right now. So we are still waiting for those laptops to come for our kindergarten through fifth grade students. So the parents that chose to go remote K-5 have a laptop, but not all the students that are in class at CE have a laptop, but we do have a few extras. So if we were to have to quarantine an entire class at CE, we would have laptops for them to go remote learning during that 14-day window for quarantine.
Okay, so again, just some students had to be quarantined because of contact tracing, and one that you said they didn't even know they had it. I mean, it just, and again, that's what the asymptomatic unfortunately does. Sometimes you just don't know.
Sure.
I mean,
especially with that age, and I think what you're seeing in the Southeast Kansas region, you're seeing that the young adults are one of the probably fastest growing numbers, and it's because they are young, they're healthy, and a lot of them are asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm. So again, Phil Kinley, their game is going to be canceled this weekend. Also, like you said, some of the soccer games had to be canceled as well.
Soccer and football this week are canceled, and we're looking forward to getting back on the field next week.
Absolutely. So hopefully those kids will be good. So again, those are canceled this weekend. Well, Dr. Correll, I do appreciate you coming in today and just kind of keeping everybody up to date what's going on around, going on with USD 445. And, of course, the school board meeting is tonight. And if people would like to attend that, how can they attend it?
6:15, Ellis, 5 o'clock this evening.
All right. So, again, starting at 5 o'clock this evening, no longer 6:30 or I think it's what it was before.
It was 6.
Okay.
I think that got changed in January.
Okay. So, again, it'll be at 5 o'clock. So be sure to get down there if you are wanting to check it out. Is that also streamed?
It is not. No,
it is not.
But okay. You can attend live.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Correll. I appreciate you coming in today. And we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you. Have a great Monday.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.